on Daf Nun Lamed Aleph. Let us again start from the Kashem, the Gemara, that's three lines from when the lines start getting broader. We had a Machlekes, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, how to understand the Machlekes of Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi said that Rabbi Yishmael holds Rabbi Shusay is Potter, Rabbi Shusay Rabbi is Chayev, and Rabbi Kiva is Meisef, and Rabbi Shusay is also Chayev. According to Rabbi Yosef, everyone holds Rabbi Shusay is Chayev, the Machlekes is Rabbi Shusay Rabbim also Chayev, Rabbi Shmuel is Machmer, according to Rabbi Yosef, and Rabbi Shusay Rabbim is also Chayev. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, we learned about Reise, Achayfer, Ber, Bershusa Rabim, Upishoi, Lushusa Yochet, and the Gemara understood the present time it's speaking about Hifker, Rishusai, Lahifker, Pishoi. So this is a case of Ber, Bershusai, Potter. Ba'afal Pi, She'enei, Rashoi, Lasis, came, even though he has no right to do this, to make a Ber in the Rishusa Rabim, Pishonoisin, Cholo, Tachas, Rishusa Rabim, Afal P came, if he did this, he's Potter. And this we can understand only according to Rabbi that holds, that Rabbi Shmuel holds, that Ber B'Shusay is Potter. So this is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. According to Rabbi Yosef, everyone knows Ber B'Shusay is Chayev. So this is a problem, this first halacha. Let's go to the next halacha. Achayfa Ber Yisichan Amoris B'Shusay Yochid U'Pishchay L'Shusay Rabim Chayev. This is the din of a Ber B'Shusay Rabim, since the Pesach is B'Shusay Rabim. So here, according to Rabbi, this goes according to everyone. According to Rabbi Yosef, can only go according to Rabbi Yishmael, who holds Ber B'Shusay Rabim as Chayev. Achayfer Ber B'Shusay Yochid Asmucha L'Shusay Rabim. A person will dig Beres b'shusay yochid samach l'shusay rabim, kain eilu ha'chayfrim l'ushin, those who make trenches samach l'shusay rabim in order to build walls there. Potter, there's a special kule for building, for building walls, either it's a tzerech rabim, it's a tzerech rabim, and it's a big tzerech. Only Lisha, the different svaris. So here they patter. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev, at sheyas mechitza asoret, at sheyachik mimokim drishus ragli odom, mimokim drishus ragli behema abotzva. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda holds there is no specific kula for leushin. So therefore, yechayev, if a person dug this, he holds Ber B'Shusay is Chayev, and he holds there's no kula of Le'ushin. Now, the Tanakhama, time of the Le'ushin, the Tanakhama was makel only by Le'ushin Le'tzerech, Kaisolai, Olav Le'ushin Chayev. But if we would have the same scenario, not Le'tzerech Kaisolai, so he'd be Chayev. How money? So here we see Ber B'Shusay is Chayev. Bishleim el Rabbe, Reishe Rabbi Yishmael, B'Seifa Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbe, we can be Miyashiv al Kaponim de Baraisa, Aliba de Trei Tanoi. The Reishe says, Pishe L'Shusa Yochid, and we understood it speaking about Hifke L'Shusa V'Le Hifke Pishe. So that's going according to Rabbi Yishmael, that was Ber B'Shusa Yispota. B'Seifa Rabbi Kiva. The Seifa is going according to Rabbi Kiva. If it is not Le'ushin, we don't have the special takonah, so one is Chayev. He holds Ber B'Shusay is Chayev. Ela l'Rav Yosef, according to Rav Yosef, Bishloi Meseifa Dibrei Hakir, the Seifa goes according to everyone. According to Rav Yosef, everyone holds Ber B'Shusay is Chayev. Ela Reisha Moni, but the Reisha that says you're Potter, it's also a Ber B'Shusay, Lei Rav Yishmael, but Lei Rav Akiva, because according to Rav Yosef, everyone agrees that Ber B'Shusay is Chayev. Amar Lecho Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef answered as follows. Kula Divrei Hakali. The whole Mishnah is going according to everyone. V'reishe shalai hifke loy reshusai v'loy boyre. The reishe, that means everyone knows ber b'shusai is chayim. So you're asking the kasha, so what is pshat the reishe that pischoi is pasuach l'reshusai yochid? Just the kasha is ber b'shusai speaking about loy hifke reshusai. Loy hifke reshusai, so then everyone holds his potter. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is also good. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds this is also a case of Ber B'Shusai. According to Rabbi Yosef, everyone agrees that a Ber B'Shusai is Chayiv. The Shaila is, was there a special takone by Lushin to be made? Well, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds it wasn't a special takone by Lushin. You have to be machnes, talit fochim, or make a machitza asore. So according to Rabbi Yosef, we just said that the whole Ba'is is going according to everyone. We're speaking about Ber B'Shusai. About a Ber B'Shusai. The middle case. Middle case. A Chayfa Ber Yosich and the Morris. Yeah, that, there it's Ber B'Shusai Rab. The middle case has to be going L'Chayr according to Rabbi Shmuel Alibed Rabbi Yosef. Because the middle case is speaking about a Ber B'Shusai Rab. But the Reisha and the Seif is Alibed Kulalma. Let us see Rashi. Start from Reisha Diktoni Ber B'Shusai Potter. According to Rabbi, Reisha Diktoni Ber B'Shusai Potter, Rabbi Shmuel. The Sefer the Mechayev, the Dakinan, Olav Lushin Chayev, is going to Rabbi Kiva, Allah Rabbi Yosef. Toma Ber B'Shusai, the Kulal Mechayev, Reisha Diktoni Potter Moni. So who is the Reisha going according to? Loi Reshusai V'loi Boirei. It is speaking about that he wasn't mark anything. So Mamela the Omalay Bishusoi my voice. So he's coming to tell him, Tucha Bishusoi my voice. So that's why you had no right to enter my Rishus. It's a private Rishus. So that's why you were Genizik, I'm Potter. So now Rashi asks Amir the Kikashi. If that's the case, so what's the Chiddush of the Baraisa? What's the Chiddush? Someone comes into my reshus and he gets genizik, Hashem, what right do you have to go into my reshus? Bitzrech lashmina. He's coming to tell us a chiddush. The afal gav, the ene reshoi lasis kein, den oisen cholo tachas reshus haram. Even though he wasn't permitted to make a cholo reshus haram, mi ohoil reshusai pisrei potter. But since he opened up the pesach to his reshus, he's potter. Now we have to understand what is Rashi saying over here. What is the Chiddush? He did an avli, made a chol on the Rishus Haram. Fine. He wasn't allowed to do that. Afal pi kein, he's potter. Means what does one avli have to do with another avli? Perhaps pshat in Rashi is that if he dug a chol on the Rishus Haram, now let's give him a questionnaire. Why did you do such a thing? With the chol in the middle of the Rishus Haram? So he says, I'm a socialist. I mean, it's the whole mocking is for everyone. I need a Ber B'Shus HaRabim. So I took it from the B'Shus HaRabim. That means he didn't make Gvulim, B'Shus HaRabim, I'm taking, it's Shali Shali V'Shalcho Shali. I mean, that's my way of life. You have to take. That's what Itaka did. So perhaps it'd be a Havamina, not when it comes to someone that went into his Rishus, and is also a socialist. He came, I want to come into your Rishus, I got Genizik. No, what are you doing in my Rishus? No, Mimi may shvait ha-shaiftim. So what are you doing in the Rishus Haram? So that's the Chmir, so it's a good kashitake. According to your actions, there's no kind of Tucha Rishus in my boy, in reality. From Musa Shmuz, it's a very good time on him. But the Brais is telling us in Choshen Mishpat, one wrong does not rectify another wrong. That means, Lamaisa, you had no right to dig in the Rishus HaRam. Even though you had a shita of, you're allowed to take without permission, you're allowed to go without permission. But that shita does not change the din. You did an avla over there. But Tucha B'Shusi, my boy, that does not rectify his avla. He had no right to come into your Rishus. So, Memele and Aloha, you're potter. even though Lefi Shitoscha, he had the same right that you had, but Shitoscha will not be Mishana the Din. Perhaps that's the Chiddush of the Baraisa. So now we're in Yashiv that the Reish of the Seif is going to leave the Kulalman. And the speaking of the Reish is speaking about Hivke Rishusai. And the Seif is speaking about it's a bird, the Shusai, that's a much more Shusaram. Marabashi. Hashte, the Kimtel of Yosef, the Divrayake. Oh, now Rav Yosef, the Rapsa, Mirdike, he made the Baraisa, which before we didn't understand who the Reish is going with at all, according to at all. And now Rav Yosef said, no problem, the Reish is going to Lehitke Rishusai. L'Rabbe Nami Loitukme Ketanoi. So according to Rabbe, we also don't have to say it's Ketanoi. Midereisha Rabbi Yishmael. Seifa Nami Rabbi Yishmael. The Reisha is Rabbi Yishmael because the Reisha holds, speaking about Hivke Rishusoi, Lehivke Boyron Yopot is Rabbi Yishmael. So Seifa Nami Rabbi Yishmael. So Seifa is also Rabbi Yishmael. There it says Yochayet. The time of the Lushim, the whole time Yopot is because he's making it for his kaisel, love Lushim Chai. Kind of Arvach Avuchi Lushusaram. The Seif is speaking about, according to the Pashtus and Lushim Rashi, that he jutted out into the Lushusaram. So this is not a Poshet Ber Bushusai. Here he went out a little bit into the Lushusaram. So therefore there's no ptur of Ber Bishusai. Let us see Rashi. The avach ba avuchi l'shusaram, avalei chayfa Ber Bishusaram, was chayfa Ber Bishusaram, hilkach taimed de l'ushin, alav l'ushin chay. So we're going according to Rabbi. The Rabbi says, everyone holds Ber Bishusaram is Chayef. So then, he had speaking about, he jutted out into the Bishusaram. Teres Chaim explains this Rashi, that even though we had a person going into the Bishusaram already, we had Paiski Bibaisayim and no Kalamakalkalim, that even though he has reshus to do it, if he puts in the reshus haram, he's chayef. As I mentioned before, the Rashba says a pisasvore that the tzairich godel, or others, the sma says a svore because it's only for a very short period of time. The teres chayim says a svore because here the iker mazik is reshus hayochid. So it's shedding out a little into the reshus haram. And he has reshus to do this. Mustam, in order when you make the walls, you can't make flush to the Rishus Haram. You have to dig out a little more into the Rishus Haram, then later you'll fill it up again. So Mamele, so since the Ike Mazik is Bershusai, so by Leushim, they were Mekel. But if it's not Leushim, so then they were Machme, because it was Nichnas Rishus Haram. Tavlei Chayfa Ber Bershus Haram. Now, the Emerson, if we look at the Gemara, Kipshutai, the flow of the Gemara is very difficult to understand. We had a problem according to Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, we said a problem that the everyone holds Ber Bishusai is Chayef, Swat Pshat, and the Reisha. So Rav Yosef said, in Einfall, the Reisha is speaking about that it's Lehivke Rishusai, and therefore, it's going according to everyone. Now, Ravashi comes and says, no, hashte. Now, Ravashi said, since Rav Yosef said, hashte the kimtel Rav Yosef, l'divrei hakel, according to Rav Yosef, going according to everyone. The rabbi nami lo took me ketanoi, midereish Rav Yishmael, seifa nami Rav Yishmael. So, what's the tatsugi chepet mit Rav Yosef? How does Rav Yosef come in the world of the Rabbi Yosef says that everyone knows Ber Mishusay is Chayim, and the Reish is speaking about it's not a Ber Mishusay, a Hibke Rishusay. And Rabbi Ashi says, you know, I have an Eitzah that, we said before, the Reish is going, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Ber Mishusay is Potter, so it's not like Rabbi Yosef. And we had a problem to say, for all the same is speaking about the Avach Avuchi, he jutted out a little in the Shusarab, so it's Ber Mishusay. Very nice. But what did, what's Otosa Shashas mit Rabbi Yosef? How, what, the hashtag? To came to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said such a kunz, Ledivrei Hakel, he said, the Reish is speaking about the Hivke Rishusai. I'm gonna say, both go according to Rabbi Shmuel, with a different Akimte. So what's the flow of the Gemara that after Rabbi Yosef, he was able to make a new Akimte, his Akimte has nothing to do with Rabbi Yosef. He's saying it goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. So let us see Taisvitz. Going the Alvach Avuchi, Loshus Aram. Vahashta Kula Divrei Hakel. Reishak Shalei Hivke Loi Rishusai Bilei Bairi. V'seife the Alvach Avuchi. So he's saying like this. So the Masha explains Pshat and Taisvitz. Fakert, he wants to say, that Yosef said Amir de Kazach, that it's a universal Barais, it goes according to everyone. And that's how he made it. I'm also going to say it goes according to everyone. How does it go according to everyone? So he says as follows. According to Rabbi Kiva, that holds Ber Mishusay is Chayim, according to Rabbi. So I'll say Rabbi Yosef Shtik Torah. So the Reish is Rabbi Kiva, Lehivke Rishusay. The Seif is Rabbi Kiva, Ber Mishusay is Chayim. Rabbi Yosef said how both can go according to Rabbi Kiva. And now be Moisef that both can go according to Rabbi Shmuel also. The Reish will be Lehivke Rishusay, the Seif. The Reish is Hivke Rishusay, the Seif is Avuchi Avuch. He says, with Rabbi Yosef Sekimte, so that fits in like a glove according to Rabbi Kiva. So Fakelta, they can go, the Reish and Sefer can be according to Rabbi Kiva. And I'll be Moisef, the Reish and Sefer can be according to Rabbi Shmuel also. The Reish and Rabbi Shusay is Pot, and Sefer is Rabbi Shusaram. So Memele, so with Rabbi Yosef Sekimte, I can say that it goes according to everyone. That's what Tosis is coming to say. Bahashta kula divrei hakel. The whole Baraisa can go according to everyone. Reishik shlei hitke lei reshusai v'lei boirei. And it can go up according to Rabbi Kiva. The Sefer, the Avach Avuchim, can go according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Miu, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the boy Yachok, elei metuk meke Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that says you need Achok, so you see Klo, Abur B'shusai is Potter. And he says, he's talking about you need Achok, so we see from him, that Abur B'shusai is Chayev, so it can't go. This Bove cannot go according to Rabbi Shmuel. Because Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilona Avuchi Avach, he says you have to go in Dalet Tvachim in his Rishus, so we see that less than Dalet Tvachim, three Tvachim in his Rishus is Chayev. So you see, Claude, Abur B'shusay is Chayev according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Ana Rabbono. No. Meisvei. Achayfer Abur B'shusay Yochid, Upischoy L'Rishus Aram, Chayev. So this is, here's a din about B'shus Aram. B'shus HaYochid Asmucha L'shus Aram. It's not Pischa L'shus Aram, Potter. So this is a B'shus Aram. It's Bishloi Mele Rabbe Kul Rabbi Shmoyli. It's very good. B'shus Aram, everyone holds his Chayiv, and B'shus Aram is Potter, is going according to Rabbi Shmoyli. Well, Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, everyone holds Ber Mishusay is Chayim. El Rabbi Yosef, Mishlaim HaReishim, Rabbi Shmuel, that holds Ber Mishusay Rabbim is Chayim. El Sefer Moni, the Sefer that says, Ber Mishusay is Potter, this is a problem, Loi Rabbi Shmuel, Loi Rabbi Kiva, everyone holds according to Rabbi Yosef, Ber Mishusay is Chayim, and it says, Ber Mishusay is Potter. Malach, B'chayfa L'ushin, V'divrei Hakel. So the Gemara says, it's speaking about B'chayfa L'ushin, this goes according to everyone. Lushin, there was a takone that it's potter. Shusa yochid asmucha l'shusa ram. So Rashi says, kidei metatze mokim r'shusa l'shusa ram. Ablai hitke r'shusa potter. Here the Marsha says that we had a terrible problem that Tosfos asks on Rashi. Rashi said along the suburb Bishusay is part according to Rabbi Shmuel because he was makke his rishus adaiti that he should become a chuyit. So Tosfos asks the kasha by the sugi of Lo'ushin, so b'zoi if he made a boyo samach l'shus haradim, he should be chayiv afil according to Rabbi Shmuel, and that's a tremendous problem. But over here Rashi avoided the problem. B'shus ha'yochid ha'smucha l'shus haradim k'mekatzim mokim smucha l'shus haradim does not mean that the boyo was flush next to the l'shus haradim, but was close to the l'shus haradim k'mekatzim mokim r'shusay l'shus haradim avalei hifkin r'shusay potter. He's potter, so the Gemara said, according to Rabbi, goes according to Rabbi Shimon, here's the heter of Hifke Rishusai, that he was mavke radaita shloi lihishai. Samach l'shus Rabbi, here Rashi is going back to the pshat that Rashi said in Rabbi Shimon, that the reason of the ptur of Rabbi Shusai is, that he was mavke radaita, that he shouldn't become mechuyev if in the Hezekis. Tana Rabbana, Chofa, a person dug a boil, who posar, and he left it open, who mosar l'rab, and he gave over this boil, the complete usage, the complete responsibility to the rab. That means he had made it, he was chayfa l'tzoyrech harab, and he gave it over to the rab. Potter. So then he's potter. That's what Rashi says. Umosa l'rabim, the omar livnei iroi, he dug this bayer, and he told them, bnei iroi, the Yamsha Shloime says, bnei iroi means, roi bnei iroi, or the tuvei hoyer. They accepted it. Nira, the Yamsha Shloime says, they're very thankful. Inami Shosko. That means, even though he dug it, let's say, was he had a very good kavone in his actions. He wanted to supply the rabbim with water. They accepted it, so. Even though he's the Kaira boyer, but the obligations to take care of this boyer are not mutal on him, it's mutal on the Rab. He says, Abneir, I haino roi feir, I tuve heir hamamunim ala tzibur, the, those who are mamunim on the tzor heir, that's called the Neheir. Tafa uposach, v'loi mosa le Rabim, he didn't give this over to the rabbim. It's yours, you can do what you want with it. We didn't finish the Rashi. Most of the rabbim domer lem neiroi, harei beirze shechafarti tzorech lechem. There's a very more understandable girse, v'shini nischois, lihi yois meitshomim miskansim shom. So I dug a boir, that the purpose of the boir is that make shomim should be miskanis, urim lishtais fahimis man, areyu mosa lachem. Because the way we have our Rashi, it's very unclear. Rashi says, beze shechvalti tzorch lachem, lishtais make shomim miskansim shom. So it seems from Rashi that it's, the drinking water is drinkable for people. The Rashi says, urim lishtais fahimis man, a behem can also drink from it. So that's why this gils is very good. Rashi Yevam, God says it was good for Adam and Behemoth. So, but here the Ruyan Lishtes Behemoth is very unclear. But this gils is very good. Lias Mekshami Miskansim Shom Ruyan Lishtes Behemoth. Anyway. But if he was not Meisad L'Rabim, he lets them use the prayer, but he wasn't Meisad L'Rabim, so maybe then he's responsible. Chofar uposach v'lei mosa l'rabim chay. V'chein min hogeish on the chunye chayfa b'ayra sichin amoris. Shoye chayfa upeiseyach u'moysa l'rabim. He used to Tig Beiris, U Pesach, U Meisel Arab. Rashi says, Choy Fasichem, Lo'ilei Rigolim Bedrochem. That's what he used to do. Uch Sheshamu Chachomim Bedovo, Omru, Kayim Ze Halochezu. Ah, he was Mekayim this Halochez. Right, the Gemara, Aloche Zu, Vesu, like that, the only Aloche was Mekayim, Ela Eima, Af Aloche Zu, was Mekayim, this Aloche also. What is Pshat? He was Mekayim, he was also Mekayim, this Aloche. I mean, he was Mekayim, I mean, he was Mekayim, oh, this Aloche is also Mekayim. I saw in the Mafteach, from the Franco Gemoris, he brings a Sefer Yad Eliyahu, and he says Pshat as follows: Kayim ze halochezu shechofa hoya bedaitoi sheyischayev b'shmire im lo yirtzu harabim lekaploi. So he says something very interesting. And he dug the boil. He had good intentions. He went all over the drachim, making boiras all over Eretz Yisrael. But when he made these boires, he had intentions. But what will be if the rabbim doesn't want? It's a headache also. It's a tzarech rabbim, it's a headache. Now they're responsible for these boires. What will be if they won't appreciate my hard work? So he was mischayev b'shmir. So then how about it? Then how about it? As I said, the Yad Eliyahu. That's what the Mafteich brings down. So it could be, I don't know if this is what he says completely, but could be, this amachloikis, apoiskim, chofar, uposach, umoso, larabim, potter. What does potter mean? So the Rambam holds it's mutter, a potter. But others learn shat, potter means, but the evid, if it was mazik, you're potter. But it's not alachat chledikadim, that's all pashit. You're potter, but the evid. So it could be that this is shat the Yad Eliyahu. Yad Eliyahu means that, so l'cheir, it could mean potter, if it's not mutter l'chadchile, it means as follows. I'm digging a l'tzorech rabbit. I have a very good intention. If l'maise, and I'm giving it over to Rav, they don't want it. But I'm not responsible. Potter. Could be that didn't potter, but the evidence only, if you offered it to them, and they didn't want it, so I said, but I had good intentions. So then could be it's still potter. Well, I gave it over to them. They didn't accept it. But could be, Mosel Arabim, that is enough. Maybe. It could be a big chiddush. So then the Gemara says, Kayim ze halochezu. Whenever he made the boyer, he was mekabel on himself. That if they will not be maskim to accept the responsibilities of this boyer, lemaisa, they're going to, he's going to take care of it. He's going to take care of it. Maybe that's pshat. I really don't know. It could be that's pshat. Now we can have a mayor de kigamore. Tana rabbono. Maise bebitoi shal nechun yechayfer sichin. Shenoflo leboir godo. Nechun yechayfer sichin, he was the one that was digging boires all over Eretz Yisrael. Nebuch, his daughter, fell into a big bear. Bo vaydiu es Rab Chanina ben Doise. They went and they were medir Rab Chanina ben Doise. A calamity. She fell into a big bear, and there was more than the bear, and Shari Shaina Amalem Shalom. The first hour, he said, Shalom. Zitrashi Shari Shaina. Shadayin higu yili yais choya b'seich hamayim. 1 hour she can still survive. Shalom, there's nothing but to worry about. Shniya, they came back the second hour, Rabbi Chanina ben Doise. Omalem shalom. Shadayin tala b'chein shniya, she's alive. She can still come out of this boil. How's the second hour? Shlishis. Omalehem. Also, she got out already of the boil. As Rashi says, Shlishi is Tavolo Shus, Shetaytze Natsu, she was there long enough that she'll die, she's there 3 hours. In Yeshna Shomav, she remained there 3 hours. Omalehem, Kvarol Savada, k'demrina l'kaman de pshitalei d'lei tomoshan. It's so zich, by the third hour, she got out. V'kachoya. Amru la, so now they interviewed Rav Chanine, they interviewed Rav Nechunya's daughter. Amru la, mi halacha, who took you out of the bird? Amru la, zachar shal chaylem nizdamen li, zachar of chaylem came to me, v'zokin echad manigoy, and zokin was leading him. That's how I got out. Rachel came into the bayir, and Azokin was leading the dust. I held on to this Rachel, and Azokin was manic. And that's how I got out. Amru loy, Novi Yata. Now he came back to Rabbi Chanina ben Doise, that's Mamish. He's a Novi. I mean, this was Mamish Maisa Nisim. I'm not a Novi. Halakach amarti, dover she'oisei tzadik mitztar bo yikoshel beizare. Something, this, Amnechunya, he was chayfer sichin. He was mitztar, he made sure Klal Yisrael should have needy water, the Eri Legolim should have water. In this thing, what he did, this bear that he had dug, his daughter should die in this bear. Yikoshel beizare. Amar Ravache, afal pikein, meis b'nei b'tzoma. But his son did die. He died of thirst. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, osvibo, nisara ma'oi, melamei, chakodish boch, umedagdik, im svibo, vafilo, kechut asayro. Nechunya, amar mehocha, kel narots, besoit, kedoshim, Rabo v'noira al kol sedivot. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, zocher shel lechelem, eloi shel Yitzchok. V'zokin manhigoi, Avron, mitzfair boi lachter boireis u'maoreis lo'ilei regolim, im svivo tzadikim hadveikim boi, nisar o'moit lo shenchut asayrot. V'noira al kol sediva matil emas mishpotav aleihem. We'll come back to this Gemara. I just want to learn Tosfos. Davar shenitztar b'yoseh tzadik. V'im toima akatem minoleho. How did Rav Chanina ben Doise know? He said it to Sazar. It can't be. His daughter should die, and that what he was mitzvah can be. You see, he wanted to make sure that Klal Yisrael should have sufficient water, and his son died from thirst. How could it be? A person who his whole life was interested in making sure that Klal Yisrael should have water, they should never be thirsty. His son should die of thirst. V'yishloime demikol mokim ba'isei dover atzmai lehoye roi likoshel. The thing alone is not roi likoshel. So there's a merdik in Maral. And according to the Maral, that's where there's merdik pshat. And this toys for starets. The Maral says, what did Nechunya Chayfer Sichin do? What did he do? He dug boiris. This was nitztayer by Yosef Tzadik. It wasn't that this was a sandbox. It was he dug boiras and rocky lands. Nitztayer by Yosef Tzadik. That's what nitztayer by. What happened afterwards? Afterwards, it rained, and it got filled up with rainwater. The ribuy hamayim, that was not nitztayer by Yosef Tzadik. That was the Rabbeinu Shalom. He made only a boyer that would hold water, but he didn't bring the water there. The water was the Rabbeinu Shalom's cheshbon. The boyer, he made the boyer. So dovosh nitztayer by Yosef Tzadik. The boyer, she fell into the boyer. So his boyer that he was mitzvah to do a mitzvah for Klal Yisrael, his boil should be a source of takola. That can't be. The water wasn't mitzvah by Yosef Tzadik, it was he. He made the boil litzayach Klal Yisrael so that they shouldn't be thirsty. That's good. But it wasn't mitzvah by Yosef Tzadik. That could be already. That's how the Maral says pshat. Amoyer v'kezach. Agavulche, the Maral says, very interesting thing. B'fi shemayse ha'odom v'zaroi heim shoven. He says pshat, what's together? Dovosh nitzvah by Yosef Tzadik ikoshul by zaroi. So the Maral, that what a person does, and his, the accomplishments of a person, and his children are all one. Ki gam bonov yikoru maise yodov. There's a pasuk in Keheles, lama yikseiv Hashem al kelecha v'chibel maise yodecha. And v'chibel maise yodecha is the children. So you see, he says that was the taine. That this was, the boil was Maisa Yodov. In the Maisa Yodov, which was done, in its style, L'shem Shamayim, he did it. So Maisa Yodov, his children should be Nishu. It's mamish. Like, the children are Maisa Yodov, in his Maisim Toimim are Maisa Yodov. God, I saw something similar in Bat Kodesh Ala Teire from Rav David Probasky. He brings that from his son-in-law. It says, I mean the Gemara says, Hamaschel b'mitzveh ve'einoi goimro koiver bonov. Such a person starts doing a mitzvah and he doesn't end it. Koiver bonov. So he says, it's a midi k'neged midi. Ike tel deisayim shal tzadikim is maisim toivim. Rashi means this down the beginning of Noach. So the mitzvahs, the maisim toivim are tel deisayim, and his children are tel deisayim. A person starts a mitzvah in the middle of the mitzvah. No, I did enough already. Finished. I don't need to be goymer it. So kaiva bonov. So that means because the bonov is till they say him, and the mitzvahs are till they say him. So if you look at the mitzvahs, no, it's enough. You don't have to finish it. You don't have to be gaimer it. There's a midah keneged midah. Go a little further. B'Yerushalmi malach b'dmus Rab Chanina nizdamen loy. Now Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi that it wasn't. The Yerushalmi says not Avram and the Rochel came to be matzalah. A malach came bidmus Rab Chanina ben Doisa. So how does this come in? Good, this is New Yerushalmi, very good. But Achman, we come to Sarayda. So the Ein Elio in Yevomis, that's the Teres Chaim, also on the same shot, that Taisus wants to for this kasha. Taisus had a kasha, so the Lovush Nitzvah is a tzaddik, so how is it that his son died from thirst? It's also Lovush. So Taisus said it to us. So he says, in Yerushalmi state, the Malach was like Rechem Chanina ben Doise. So what's Pshat? I say over Amir the Keshit Mekabetzos, which they don't bring, but then we'll understand with a Gevaldik Geshmak, in Taisus and in the Gemara. They came over to Rab Chanina ben Doise, and they told him, Amru loy, Novi ato, ya Novi, you know, Amru lam loy, Novi anoichi, loy ben Novi anoichi, elokach amarti, this is what I said. Dovo shoy se tzadik mitzvah ba yikoshul bayzah, this is what I said. Shtait nishita mekabetzes, amur de kepshat in the Gemara. Amarti, kloima, Ishmati Dovoze Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I tainet to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Rabbeinu Shalom. That Dovo Shnitztar Oisei Tzadik Yikosho Zari Boy. I said this to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Vehiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ledvorai. The Rebbe Yisrael agreed with me. Shekein darkei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shemaskim lesvores ha-tzadikim shebeder. A tzadik shebeder says a svore, a good svore? The Rebbe Yisrael is mekabel the svore. Or Marty, he did it. It wasn't Shatiz. He tied it to the Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Yisrael. This should happen. Uch shemeis b'noi b'tzoma. But when the son died, v'ameis chabchanime. That's the teretz. It wasn't Shatiz. Amarti, by the door, the Rabbi Chanina was still alive, and he tied it to the Rabbi Nishloilo. And that's the koyach of a tzadik, goyzo kodish boch mekayim. This was the time, so it came about, so the ktoisvis, that's why the Yerushalmi says the Malach looked like Rabbi Chanina ben Doise. Because the whole reason the Malach came was because of Rabbi Chanina ben Doise. It's a male, but it's not kasha, what are you about to solve? The son Lemaise was after the ptira of Rabbi Chanina ben Doise. Then, God and the Maral says, Kechut HaSayro, so the Maral says, the Gemara right afterwards in the Teres Chaim also says, we see Nebuch such a tragedy occurred. I mean, his son died some as a Chamisa Meshune. So you think, Zarayah, no. There were big tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medagdekim svivov kechut hasayil. Dr. Maral, he says, B'dover ze gufe, sha'osa boires, he made boires, moire de kezach, he made boires, klal yisrael, that means how many people did he save from thirst, and now how can be, moire de kechesed, he made. All the highways were full of boires, all the drachim, the regalim, he made boires, I'm boires the kezach. Mikol mokay, zogt the Maral, ho yemazik tzas b'nei Adam. Abavin ishvi, we have to know, he didn't take care of the boires. That was the responsibility of the rabbin. It was masrei l'rabbin, the main, it's their boires for them, and they're responsible. No, you give it over to rabbin, you know, this one relies on this one, and Lamaisa, they were Kilkulim. Lamaisa was a Ver Shal Rabbim, they were Kilkulim also. V'kivin shebo al yidei ha-boir ha-zero l'mishu, the Lamaisa, there were hezekes or that happened because of these boires, nifra min chanine shemeis b'noi b'tzoma. That means he did something which was moiredi good, but there was a chut hasayro that from this came out some kilkulim also. We don't, there's no, by svivav al kaponim, we look at every minute factor in the maise. Le maise, there was a kilkul also because of this maise. That's why the son died. He says, why the son and not the daughter? So you see, so he says something very interesting. But with the Rashi in this week's Sedra, the Pasuk says, as Dino Bitoy. So Rashi says, the Bas is Meyuchas to the father, Ish Mazriya Tchila Yeledes Nekeiva, and Ish Mazras Tchila Yeledes Zocha. His Memele is, so the Bas, Dino Bitoy, the Bas is more miyuchas to the father than the ben. Very interesting. That's what the Maral says. So Memele, he says, so therefore the Bas was this his. So the Maral says, so the schus of Rab Chanine was megan on the daughter more than the son. That's how the Maral says. There's a very interesting Ben Yoyodo. And the other wants to explain why Avram and the Rochel, the Ayel of the that was Mamokim Yitzchak, why did they come to be Matzalah? So the Ben Yoda says something very interesting. Bavur Gmilis Chasodim Shalavio, Hegin Aleh Chus Avram. That means Avram Avinu was the Amut HaChesed by Klal Yisrael, and Nechunya was also a gewaltig Kabal Chesed. He was a Chayfer Beiris. So that was the Schus of Avraham. What's the Zohar Shel Rechelim that came? He says something very interesting. He says, the Zohar Shel Rechelim, what shot in this aisle? The Etzem Yitzchok was supposed to be Nishchot Valei Eloilo. The Zohar, the aisle was Tachtov, Bim Koimoy. So he says, we have to understand like this. He says, Amir Diki Yisod. If she fell into the boil, I mean, but it's a Chokketon Maisim over here, but if she fell into the boil, and Mitzad, Alpiderech Atever, she's going to drown. I mean, got some Maisim, Tavrom Avinu, Abba. Let's forget about, or the Tfilah of Rabbi Chanina ben Doise, or the Tain of Tzadikah, but without mingling into the Poshet HaMaisa was that she was supposed to die. I mean, she was aimed to get killed. Akoch, if she was aimed to get killed, there was a Gzeira she was supposed to get killed. Whatever the reason is, she was supposed to get killed. So, the Eloi Shel Yitzchak came, that just like the aisle made that Tachas Yitzchak, he was Nishchat, so that came to be Meramis, that Tachas the Gzeire on her brother died Betzomo. That means he says, that's the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, then was Nixa the Gzeire, then was Nixa. Well, we have a Maral, the Maral says, because the daughter is more Schusim than the son, that's Dinobita, but I'll call upon him. The Gzeire, it seems if there was a Gzeire, the Gzeire had to be Niskayim in a certain way. So the Gzeire was, it was Nischalef from her and went on to the brother. That's what made, there's an unbelievable Chassam Sofer, which says something similar. Chassam Sofer says, there was a Gzeire on Klal Yisrael Bimei Purim. They did tshuva, thus. So he says, so. He says, so the gzeira was put on hold. He says, but there's a big tough and a big ches, chul, karpas, atcheles, and the batichtoi vested is a tough and a ches, shnastach, at the times of the shach, there were gzeiras. The gzeira that was pushed off, bimei purim, was niskayim, bishnastach. As I break the Chassam Sofer. So Memele, it seems when there is a Gzeire, for whatever reason the Gzeire is, it doesn't disintegrate by itself and it's over a bottle. It seems there has to be. So that's what the Ben Yehuda says over here. The Ben Yehuda says that was the aisle. The aisle was, there'll be a Tachtecha. Just like the aisle was Tachas Yitzchak, so there was then Nigzal the Gzeire on her brother. And we could say with the Maral, because her brother did not have the schusim that she had, because we miyachas the daughter to the father. Yevi haklal, usvivov nisara miyoit, amoyra de kezach, that there is a special anhoge by svivov, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktek im svivov kechut ha-sayra. Kan shayel ha-ben, milomali, to be from svivov, it's, I think Rabbi Yehuda Lapion once says over a mice, he says when he was a small boy, he once did something wrong and his mother hit him or scolded him. And then there was a cat that did the same thing. He once broke a plate and the cat in the house also broke a plate. The mother didn't even check up with the cat. So then he envied the cat. When he got older, he realized, even though the cat wasn't blamed the way he was blamed, but it's better to be a person than a cat. Al kaponim. But what is pshat in this gather of svivov nisara miyoit? So the Teres Chaim on our Gemara says, he says pshat, Rashi brings down in the beginning of Bereishis bor alekim, then it says, b'yayim b'roi Hashem alekim, so Rashi says, "Betchila ola b'machshava leboira b'midas hadin." The Rebbeinu Shlom wanted that the world should exist b'midas hadin.
לא שאין אוילו מסקיים והקדם מידס הרחמם ושיתפה למידס הדין. פרקת את הרס חיים. ספיים. The bunch of them about it like this, and then it doesn't work. So it's this. So he says so. So what do you have to know what the bunch of them wanted in the beginning? And Eloise. So he says no. The all of them are shafted. Libra Yisrael b'midas hadin. That was the rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shlom. Roa Kodesh Baruch Sheino Olam Miskayim. The world cannot exist with midas hadin, but there are yechidim. That can exist when we decide in. And in the world, there was a bazundere cheshben that the world should be misnaig up in midasadin. That's by the svivo. By the svivo, by them it can be niskayim, the rotzen of the Rabbeinu Shlom mitchile, that the world should be misnaig up in midasadin. And with this he says, pshat na Gemara Menaches. The Gemara Menaches says that Moshe Rabbeinu was shown Rabbi Kiva, and then he asked him, the Meshbeni asked Rabbi Shalom, what's going to be the sof of Rabbi Kiva? So he showed him, Sorkim Besorim Basreika Shabbaz, and he said, Zutayra Vizuschora, Akasha Mesh Rabbeinu, for Omer, Lei Shisoik, Kach Ola Bemachshav Elefonai. So he said, what's Pshat? He says, Kach Ola B'machshav Elefonai. That was B'tchila Choshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livra Yisrael B'midas Hadin. That was the Machshava. That was the Tachlis HaBriyah. The whole Olam can't exist on this Darge. But Rabbi Kiva can exist on this Darge. Kach Ola B'machshav Elefonai Tchila. By him there's such an Hagid. Talk to Gemara weiter. Amar Rab Chanine. Kol Ha'imar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatchan Hu. If a person says the Rabbeinu Shalom is a vatron, yivotru chayov, so his life will become hefker. Shenema hatzur tomim poloi kichol derochav mishpat. Zutrashi vatron. Oh, agavucha, other same shall we have two psukim. We have one, Daniel Leo says this, we have one posuk, a svivov, nisaro miyoid. Amnuchunya says, Kael Naretz Pesach, Rabba V'Neira Al Kol Svivov. So Dr. Nelio wants to say, the first pshad is the Anhoge of Neira is because of the Svivov. The second Anhoge is because of the Olam. That V'Neira Al Kol Svivov, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Yisedinim Tzadikim. So that brings about Amur Dekeira Shemayim, Im Barosim Naflo Shel Heves. So this is another Sibbe for the din als rabba v'noir al kol sviva. Matal emas mishpota v'aleim. Now, whoever says that Kadosh Baruch Hu is a vatron, laver al kol pshoim, eivishte is eiver al pshoim, yivotru chayav, yufkeru chayav v'gufay, he will not be able to exist. Shemoyre al habriya islachtoi. That means, he gives a shmuz before nile, He's giving them a green light to do a chetis. There's an inyan of Yerusainish. He's telling them nothing but to worry about. So that is Yivotru Chayav. There's a meridike word from the Ber Yosef. There's a meridike pshat in this Gemara. What's the pshat in the Gemara is, Kol oim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Vatron Yivotru Chayev Antzur Tomim Poloi Kichol Derochav Mishpot. It's Mishpot. It's not Vitor. It's Mishpot. No Vitor. The Ber Yosef says a meridike pshat. He says, Memeson, Kichol Derochav Mishpot. So that sounds cold. All cold drachav is mishpat. So he says in pasuk v'lachta bedrachav. What's v'lachta bedrachav? Mahu rachem, mavato rachem, mahu chanem, mavato chanem, mahu gaimul chasodim. So it seems it's not mishpat. Chanem, rachem, gaimul chasodim. It's not mishpat. He says kichol drachav mishpat. So what's pshat? So the Ber Yosef amoyre de kezach. The Mesilas Yesharim says, the Gemara says that כל המרחם על הבריאויס, מרחם המולו מן השמיים. זה שתיים דגמור. זאת מסיל ששורם, שתיים מסיל ששום אמר בקזח. מי שמרחם ועושה חסד עם הבריאויס, גם הוא בדינו ירחמיו, וימחו לוי אבוי נויסוב בחסד, שרי מחילה זו דין הוא. רבי שלום, מידה כנגד מידה. I'm going to chesed, I'm רחם. Why? Let him go where he goes. Why is he knocking at my door? Let him do. No. I'm רחמון עשן הם. I'm רחם על הבריס. When it comes והיו החשמות הרביינו שלו אלוהם, זה whole bunch of המרחם על הבריאס. So the Mesilas Yishom says, the din is, since he's המרחם על הבריאס, din הוא בדינו ירחמיו וימחו לא יבוי נויסו בחסד שמחיל הזו din הוא. וגמורה says, כל המעביר על מידויסו מעבירן לוי על כל פשוב. So what does that mean? That means someone insulted him, someone did him an avla. He looks away. He's ma'avir al midoysav. Ma'avir in loy al kol pshov. So if he does this with other people, the Rabbeinu Shalom is ma'avir al pshov. L'mi noisi yov, l'mi shayver al pesha. The Rabbeinu Shalom is noisi yov, l'mi shayver al pesha. So the ber yosef amayre de kibshat. Yeah, this makichol deroy, this takamayla, drocha v'lachta v'drocha, ma'u rachu, ma'u chanu, ma'u goymul chasodim, but it's b'mishpat. It's not stavazoy. If you're going to say, no, the b'rishol m'zarachu, ma'chanu, I have nothing what to worry about, v'atum laver al kopsho, nothing, I don't have to do anything. I'll just sit back and watch the chasodim of the Rabbi Nishlom. Rabbi Yid, I have news for you. It's not going to be like that. Yivotru chayav, yivkiru chayav, gufi. It won't be like that. Ki chol derochim, de'otakem meiradike derochim. But it's mishpat. If you do it with, in your inyonim, then the Rabbi Nishlom will do it. But say that, Rabbi Nishlom is a Rabbi Nishlom, he's a rachim v'chanam, I'm only a boss of a dumb. It doesn't work like that. Ki chol derochim, mishpat. This is how the Be'yosef says, Piyat in the Gemara.